They're the ones I feel most sorry for. Those who come to the vigil mass for Easter expecting a one-hour mass. And we've only just begun. This liturgy, of all the liturgies in the Christian year, is the most important and the most festive. And when we give ourselves over to not just the rituals that we engage in, but the mysteries that we celebrate, lives can change. In the resurrection gospel tonight, we see the women doing something that would have been rather ordinary, rather customary. They were visiting the grave of Jesus to pay their respects, to honor his body and his memory. And even in doing that, their initial response is, how will we accomplish this? The stone blocking the cave will be too big. Who will move it for us? Who will get it out of our way? They didn't need any help, did they? Little did they know that not only that stone, but many others that were much heavier, much larger, had already been rolled away. Not just rolled away, but eradicated, turned into mere pebbles. When they had that encounter, Scripture says they were amazed. And what are they told? Don't be amazed. Easy for him to say, right? Don't be amazed. He's been risen from the dead. That almost seemed to be too good to be true. And you know what? That attitude, that idea that it's too good to be true, are the seeds of skepticism. That's what keeps us on the other side of the stone. Tonight's liturgy is rich in Scripture, going from the dawn of creation through the Exodus, through reading the Scriptures of the prophets, sowing seeds of hope in a disheartened people. And time again, we see that message of hope that calls us to rejoice. Either rejoicing because creation was God's response to love, the response to love is to create, or to restore, as Israel passed through the waters of the Red Sea and had their freedom known again. The prophets told a disheartened people, people who were exiled, to, in so many words, to hang in there. The story of humanity has been one of hurdles that have been constructed, often by our own doing. Stones put in front of the caves of our own hearts. And you know what those stones do? They rob us of our joy. Now, I don't for one moment believe this to be a true statement. But someone recently told me that they had never heard joy being connected to our faith ever preached in church before I came to St. John's. Now, I don't believe it to be true because I'm sure it was, but maybe not quite as often. You see, I think there was another person who had that observation too. He now sits on the throne of St. Peter, Pope Francis, the first pope ever to use the term sourpuss in an official letter. He said Christians can't be sourpusses. We can't be dour. Sometimes we allow our piety to somehow suppress or veil or be a stone to our joy. Sometimes we allow circumstances that aren't exactly as we'd like them to be a stone to separate us from our joy. What's the real simple definition of joy? Make it into an acronym. This one's a new one. Jesus over you. That wherever you are, whatever stone might seem to be put up there, Jesus is over it all. Death, despair, betrayal, denial, pain, agony, all of those things that we heard about this week in the Holy Week Gospels, Jesus is over it all. Jesus got over it. He was raised from the dead. He busted through that wall. He gave us the possibility for new life. We need to get over it too. We need to get over ourselves, over those walls, over those stones, and lay hold to our birthright. You know, some of those readings, I could see where today some people might struggle with. They're almost horrific, aren't they? What parent here would want to be in Abraham's shoes, being asked to offer up that child that seemed like an impossibility, and to be challenged to offer that child as a sacrifice? What faith that must have taken. You don't think there was some joy that day when those two came down off of that mountain after God provided the ram? And you know, as horrific as that might sound and as uncomfortable as it might make us feel, isn't that exactly what happened? Isaac had that wood put on his back. So did someone else. God's only son. God provided the ram. In this case, God provided the lamb. But that sacrifice that was offered was a pure sacrifice, a permanent sacrifice, one offered once and for all that took away the stone. He tore down the stone. Our hearts can sometimes get a little stony, can't they? We get bitter. We hold grudges. We let it rob us of our joy. You know what that's like? When we hold a grudge against someone else and refuse to let it go, it's like drinking poison and expecting them to get sick. All it does is harm the person holding the grudge. It robs us of our joy. It gives us amnesia. And we forget in the midst of it all, Jesus is over you. Jesus is over it all. We should never be a church or a people or Christians who forget our joy. If we have that joy, it can't just be interior. If we're happy, we sometimes have to tell our face, don't we? It doesn't mean that everything's always going to go the right way. And often, some of the things that can rob us of our joy, albeit even momentarily, can be pretty stupid, can it? You think back a day later, maybe even an hour later, and you say, what was I thinking? I started constructing a stone and put myself on the other side of the cave. Jesus wants more than that for you, for me, for His church, for His body. He wants us to bask in the resurrection hope. In a few moments, we will celebrate the sacrament of initiation, baptism, confirmation, First Holy Communion. My biggest prayer for you, my brothers and sisters, being received into or being initiated into Christ's church, is don't let circumstances rob you of your joy. Don't let the failings of another person turn you into a cynic. Don't let the shortcomings of the institutional side of our church become a deterrent. Because what is it? What is joy? Recognizing that Jesus is over you. Whatever it is that we struggle with, Jesus is over you. And that's the greatest gift that the Lord gives us, is recognizing that for all the limitations that life might put on us, just like after almost an hour of listening to those readings, God only has just begun. He's only just begun the good work in you that He is going to bring to fruition. Just need to let Him take down that stone, take it away from the cave, and let the light of day, the light of life, the light of joy penetrate your heart. Amen.
Amen.